Mary Trump, U.S. has failed to hold powerful white men accountable, starting with Robert E. Lee. By Pam Key on August 19, 2021. Former President Donald Trump's niece Mary Trump said Thursday on MSNBC's Deadline that the United States had failed to hold powerful white men accountable, starting with Robert E. Lee, which led the country to elect cruel leaders like Donald. Trump said, "Originally, I thought about writing a book back in September, October when things were looking really grim. We were in our second wave of COVID. The election was coming up. There was all sorts of economic and political uncertainty. And I wanted to write about what would happen when we finally emerge from the COVID crisis. Whenever that would be, believing it would be the worst mental health crisis we had ever faced as a nation. And then I realized what would be perhaps more useful would be to figure out how we got to a place in our history where we were so vulnerable to corrupt, incompetent, and cruel leaders like Donald. And I went back, and I realized that two of the major issues we've faced as a country and continue to face is, one, our failure to hold powerful white men accountable, starting with Robert E. Lee, and, two, the fact that white supremacy has never really been acknowledged, let alone atoned for," she continued. "And it's essentially a major platform in one of our two major political parties." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeyNim.